feel the need to stand up and salute when that is played. It's a really traumatic it's wonderful. But still, there we are. And again, wonderful photograph in from Thunderbirds to Pterodactyls of indeed yourself with a very young Scott Tracy, Shane, looking at the puppet.
I beg your pardon. Yes, very young.
Yeah,
I didn't recognise him myself, and I'm looking at it.
Astounding. Online now, somebody who was she was very impressive last year, wasn't she? Michelle Monroe, Graham, when we were with.
Absolutely! Yeah. It was an absolute pleasure.
We just were delighted that she was actually there, and you know, she so impressed us. She has her weekly slot on our sister station, Siren FM, every week, 5 to 6, relentless. You know, Michelle Monroe, Matt Monroe. It's fantastic. It's just sheer bliss that's actually there, and she's on. Online now. Isn't that right, Michelle?
Good morning.
Hello. Hello, love. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. You?
Yeah, very, very good, yeah.
Good.
Celebrate good times in all sorts of ways. Now, the crucial thing here is really, I mean, Graham, much as it's important to speak to yourself and connect with Michelle, obviously Shane will be coming through, but at this time the microphone needs to go to Sheila, because this is the sort of the area that we wanted to clarify and sort through. So we just move the microphone slightly more to yourself, Sheila. That's wonderful. I was very impressed when Shane, after wrapping up one of the sequences, you noticed the running order. Oh, Michelle Monroe, Matt Monroe's daughter. I managed Matt Monroe. So share with us, what was the tale? And now's the chance that Michelle can actually add this to the sequel, to obviously the singer-singer, the biographer. Let's go with this.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hello. Well, time being what it is, I can't give you anything really specific, but it was in the early 60s when I was an agency called Star Attractions Agency in Piccadilly. I had, previous to that, worked with Dennis Egan. I don't know whether you knew or... Well, your dad knew Dennis Egan. And he introduced us, and I did some club work with the dancing act, the Three Martinis. And so I got to know Matt, and I thought his singing was just fantastic, and Shane got to know him too. And I was asked to do a production in a nightclub, and I can't remember whether it was the Stork Club or Whiskey A Go Go, one of those in sort of around Water Street.
The Stork Club. I don't remember Whiskey A Go Go.
Well, I think it was the Stork Club then, and I was asked to do the choreography with a group of girls and do the sort of production, and we needed a great singer, you know, so I immediately thought of Matt. Now, this is just before he got his really big hit record.
It was the end of 1960.
Yeah. So he was very agreeable to do it. I can't even remember whether we paid him, because the guy who backed it all didn't pay me.
Agreeable to doing anything.
Yeah, exactly. And he was just so fantastic, and he did the whole show with us. He was just wonderful.
Oh, that's really nice. No. Alex, get your phone, please.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm already on the line.
It's all part of the rich tapestry of existence,
so
basically.
How did you split from each other then, Sheila?
No, he wasn't signed up to me.
Oh,
but in at that period of time, I used to book him in two or three places, and also Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, right, like an agency then.
Yeah, an agency.
Thank the Lord for that. But you see, it's now coming. See, so Michelle, we can invite Sheila and Shane to the grand event, though, can't we?
All of my secrets away. I merely said, in all the research, I hadn't come across your name as being one of his management.
No, not at all.
I wanted to find
this
out
was a friendship casual situation whereby if I could book him, I did, and if he was free and could do something, he'd do it.
Did you know Michael Black back then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Shane
Store Club.
The Shady Astor Club.
Yes,
indeed. Master Club, that's
right. Sorry,
that was it. No, the Shady Astor Club.
Yes,
the Shady
Astor.
They were all shady in those days.
Yes, they were, really.
Yeah.
I feel as though I haven't lived here, Graham.
my sister.
Bleeding Feet and the Shady Astor Club. Amazing.
Yeah, well, Michael booked him in there, right? And the owner, very notorious man.
Birdie Green.
Birdie Green. Gangster.
Yeah.
The end of the world.
God, I hope you're dead.
Now, there are two things there, Shane. Okay. Number one, we should never...
in the club. He didn't think it was that type of club, because it was a girly club, and they served champagne for money, and it was a bit like an escort club, if that's lightweight.
Yes, that's
so
true.
They wanted rawdy comedians and speciality acts. But anyway, when Bertie was away, Michael put my dad on, and he stormed the room. And on the third or fourth day, Bertie walked in, forgave Michael, and signed my dad. Worst decision of his life. Cost him a lot of money to buy his contract out, and he did it about weeks before Portrait was released.
He was actually, in the words of Natalie Smith, one of our web designers, who Michelle hardly ever sees these days, but it's a long story for that one, he was a very nasty man.
He was.
Very nasty man.
Enough.
So if Natalie says something's a very nasty man, she thinks you're a very very nice man, Graham.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Well, Michelle, I wasn't one of the shady, horrible ones.
No. Oh, yes, she was.
Gerald's one of life's gentlemen.
Yeah.
He's one of the good guys. We did it the Middlesbrough Book Festival last year. Had a great time, didn't we, Graham?
Yes, we did. It was a real pleasure.
In fact, they thought we were booking you again, Michelle, this year, but they got Graham again. It's unbelievable. It's confusion.
Well, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I'm so sorry.
He has much more to talk about than me.
Well, I don't think so.
They'll have a great day.
Well, that's the next thing, Michelle, because the reason you're also online is this is Shane's first trip to the Middlesbrough Book Festival. Exactly.
I haven't told you the whole story yet.
Exactly.
No, it's lovely.
I've already had to give the sympathetic look when Sheila said the publicity's been a bit low, hasn't it? Please.
Well, listen, then you must feel sorrier for me, because last year the publicity was less.
No, we even had Michelle going round to Waterstones physically handing her books out at that stage. It was quite frightening, but at least
we've done that too.
And the thing is, I was very, very grateful for having Graham with me, because I hadn't done one of these before, and I thought, oh my gosh, I could be eaten up for dinner. Also, one didn't know how many people would be there.
She had no faith in me, obviously, Graham.
With me. So I would have to say I enjoyed it thoroughly, and just do the same. Just go in with a mind to enjoying yourself, and remember that the people that are there are coming because they want to meet you.
How many people were there, Michelle?
About three.
We're saying seven.
Seven?
Yeah, Bernadette's with me, and she counted them.
Was that right? Oh, well, there we are. You obviously had no faith in me, Michelle. I'm very saddened by that.
Listen, you sprung the whole thing. In fact, I'll be very, very candid here. When Alex first rang me up and said, doing the Middlesbrough Book Fair, and Graham Harper, I said, well, how are you going to, on earth, string it together? The two things are not even linked, really. He said, don't worry, leave it to me, leave it. And it was absolutely brilliant. So 110% of marks go to you, Alex.
Well,
you do a wonderful job, not just then, but every week, and that's as much flattery as I'm giving you for help.
That's enough.
Precisely.
Stop it.
But the good news is, hopefully, Michelle, all being well, the exciting event that's taking place in London, of course, at the EMI Kensington Road Studios, I believe, on September the 14th.
Well, yes, it's really good. I mean, this is a follow-up, really, to the book that I wrote, and Titan Publishing and EMI have trained this batch for me. But it's really a celebration of Daddy's music, and I think it will be, you know, it will be a marvellous evening, and you're coming, and Graham's coming, and I'd love it if Sheila and Shane could come. Be wonderful. And
what do you think? Do you think Potter's Bar to Central London, is that going to be okay, guys?
I think we could stretch ourselves to that.
Oh, that would be a smashing event.
Shane? Yeah.
I'm on board.
Thank you.
What have we done?
Thank you.
What nationality are you? Shane, what nationality?
Canadian.
All right.
That's just north of America.
Yeah, I
didn't realise the Thunderbirds were Canadian.
They're not.
Well, there you go.
But the accent is.
It's these kind of magical things that will bring us round to a whole new exploration. Michelle, before we connect you with Shane again, I'll give you a full briefing in terms of Thunderbirds and more, of course, from that
Scott
point of view.
Scott Tracy, I know all about.
He is
and
Scott Tracy.
Exactly.
He even looks like him.
And Penelope.
I don't look like Penelope.
But she did her voice.
So yeah. He looks like him. Do you have the strings as well? I suppose Sheila holds them.
Yeah, I can't go through a doorway.
I tell you what, Michelle, as I know we normally do have a bit of prep for this, but I'm going to throw out a few Mac classics here, and it's up to your good self to decide what we're going to use to wrap up the sequence today. And You Smiled, Blue Moon, Curiouser and Curiouser, How Could I Ever Leave You, I Am in Life, I'm Just Breezing Along, May Each Day, Sitting on Top of the World, Take Your Chance on Love, Born Free, The Precious Moments. Where do you want to go?
From Russia with Love.
Really? Are you going from Russia with Love?
No, I'm joking. No, I think we'll go for something obscure. I Am.
Okay. Any background you'd like to share with the team about this?
Oh, first.
Get on with it.
No, I think there's something a little bit more obscure would be quite nice.
I Am.
I was trying to think on my toes of something that you didn't read off in the list, but I wasn't quick enough.
Okay, well.
No, it's
Alex has to learn to speak more slowly.
Well, I do have subtitles, Sheila, if you wish.
It is challenging at times. Especially
right.
When he goes off onto one of his tangents. It's hard to keep up.
Do you know, Bernadette's jaws dropped open at that moment. Yeah. Tangents? Alex, tangents? Outrageous.
It's Graham, though, gone to make tea.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, good. Keep up. Get a word in.
Oh, no.
Here's Matt. Bye-bye, Michelle.
Oh, bye, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
A leaf. You are the wind. Softly you blow. And I fall down. I am the sun. Cold noon disowns, and I die each night, and I wake alone. I am the sand.
Faded away into the distance there without so much as a bio. Unbelievable. It's shocking. Never mind. We'll have to sort that out. Thankfully, Michelle hasn't faded. She's still there. Are you, Michelle?
I refuse to go away.
We've said goodbye to you.
I know, just the same.
And Shane's said goodbye to yourself.
Excellent.
You know, what I want to know, yeah. If you don't mind, is because you have this big affiliation with Thunderbirds, right?
Yeah.
When you do a voice for something like that, how difficult is it to do something that's animated and put a voice to something on screen rather than obviously be an actor in something yourself, which you have done to great accreditation. So how difficult is it to do voiceovers for things like that?
I think you just fall into the groove. Not that it's boring or anything else and predictable, but it's a bit like some of the writers in Coronation Street, you know.
Yeah.
Isn't this right? Where they got over the weeks and months to get to know the people and their the way they work things and their personalities, and they used to write in that direction,
right.
And things come out a lot more naturally, a lot more quickly, and it worked.
How you did with the puppets? How did you put the voice to the puppets?
That's right.
Oh, there she goes again. See, I didn't. First of all, you do a test to see if that voice is going to match, because the puppets are already done. They're already manufactured, and the faces are there. And so that seemed to work in the sort of introductory readings I did. We worked ensemble all the time. It wasn't separate mics. So we were like the BBC. You all grouped around a mic, and when it was your turn, you went in. When you finished, you stepped out again. So there was an ensemble feeling anyway. That helped a lot, that everybody was in a kind of a group. And you just came into the part, and the words and the action and whatever relationships you had seemed to be a part of that characterization. I suppose it did take time. Things got a little mellower and easier, and you know, the identity became stronger. So that was it.
Shane,
you enjoyed it, yeah? Hmm? You enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Cutting to the quick, did you feel that your time spent presenting a radio show in Canada with a parrot in the studio actually helped your Thunderbirds work? Because this, you know, I just
I worked in a radio station in Oshawa, yes. Ontario, which is the General Motors capital of Canada. That's the only thing that goes on there. They make cars. And I had this program called the Shane and Fletcher Show. I mean, that's pretty awful. And the bird used to do all sorts of awful things to the scripts and the weather forecast.
Defecated on our soul show? Was it known for its defecation?
It went, yes.
Good heavens.
With sound effects. I mean, it was great. And tear up sponsors, commercial scripts, and this and that.
It was
on about 5:30 in the morning, so very, very, very few people had a chance to hear it.
It is actually interesting for somebody like me who doesn't know anything about it. Because you've been in a Doctor Who as well, haven't you?
I was in a Doctor Who.
Yeah, and a Coronation Street. So
twice.
Graham and you, I mean, it's all like a big family there.
Well, of course.
I haven't been on Doctor Who. I think I'm the odd one out.
Oh, I'm sure we'll have a word. Mind you, Stephen Moffat, he doesn't return our calls. You know, what the hell, what can we say? We'll get things sorted.
Yeah, exactly. You could go on as my daughter.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been on twice now. First of all, I was a runaway murderer who knocked off Pat Phoenix's husband. And then they got me back from Canada 15 years later. Mm. And I was an old sort of flame of Audrey's, exactly. Who runs the corner store. So, I mean, wow. There's got to be room for you in there somewhere.
There you go. Michelle? I mean, if that's not an offer of a whole new opportunity for your good self, who knows?
Well, who knows?
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat?
Of course.
You back with us again on Wednesday?
I will be, and have a great day, guys. A great weekend, and I hope you enjoy the Middlesbrough Book Festival. It'll be great food.
Thank you.
Bye.